This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands dead, millions on the run, entire cities reduced to rubble. It's been 1 month since Russia invaded Ukraine. This morning, NATO leaders, including President Biden, are meeting in Brussels, Belgium. They're refusing to rule out retaliation against Russia should it launch a chemical weapons attack on Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said this morning,
any use of chemical weapons would fundamentally change the nature of the conflict. It will be a blatant violation of international law, and it will have widespread and severe consequences.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is calling on people around the world to demonstrate their support for his country.
I ask you to stand against the war.
Fierce resistance from Ukraine's defenders has denied Moscow the lightning victory it sought, and with their ground campaign bogged down, Russian forces have bombarded targets from afar by air and sea. The U.S. has made a formal determination that Russian troops have committed war crimes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tempers rose yesterday as senators got one final chance to question Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I think I've been the kind of judge who lives up to the oath in terms of being fair and impartial, ruling without fear or favor.
Republicans pressed her about her sentencing of criminal defendants and her thoughts on critical race theory, among other things. Democrats saluted her as the first black woman who will sit on the high court if she's confirmed. Police in Switzerland say they can't confirm this, but there is a report that four people who were found dead at the foot of a residential building jumped from the building. A fifth person is hospitalized in serious condition. This is AP News. It appears North Korea's fired a long-range missile.
The missile, aimed toward the sea, will be the North's first such test since 2017, raising the ante in a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the U.S. and other rivals to accept it as a nuclear power and remove crippling sanctions. The launch extended North Korea's barrage of tests this year after nations said the country is preparing a flight of its biggest ever intercontinental ballistic missile. Japan's prime minister has told reporters the missile possibly landed near Japanese territorial waters, calling the launch an unforgivable recklessness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Air New Zealand will begin direct flights to and from New York. It'll take more than 17 hours. It'll be among the longest nonstop flights in the world. They're selling tickets now. The first flights begin in September. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.